When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Yeah, yeah. Another Mac Bam Tuesday podcast. Yeah, the radio edition. What's good, my people? Now, we go talk about some things today. We go get into some things because, you know, a lot of people want me to get into these things. And, you know, I'm going to talk about the supposedly harvesting of the human being's souls on earth. We're going to discuss that for a little bit. You know, because it's a topic that's really important that people want to understand a little bit more. Because, you know, I feel like I did a podcast on it already and talk about it deeply. But for the people who never hear it or never really, you know, understand what's going on as far as the harvesting of the human being souls on earth. So we're going to discuss it a little bit because it's hard to understand the soul, if you want to put it in that way, you know. When it comes to the soul, it's sort of like something that the human being mostly don't understand. You know, the self-conscious. You know, the consciousness of the human being. Now, that's a special thing you was created with. No supposedly other being. Animals, no beings. Supposedly have that. They don't possess a soul like human beings. Because who was created specially by the Creator to have a soul, so we have a destination where our soul gonna end up. Now, once it was made with thoughts and you can put a plan for say in motion and you can decide things and you can discern things and you can explore and all of these things make a human being more unique than any being on earth. And the reason why the human being can do all of those things is because of the soul that the human being possess, an inner self, if you want to put it like that. Your real self is your soul. It don't come with a color, it don't come with a tone, it don't come with a, you know, a special height, it don't come with weight, it don't come with image. And that's part of it that the human being can never understand. They can't put that in perspective. That there's a part of you that can't be seen. It's only feel. And that's what gather all your senses and put them together. And that's your soul. So when we talk about where the soul gonna end up, it's really important. So these people in this earth right here that control you, they sell you a lot of things to replace your soul. Now, we go start out from the fact that we wait on these people to tell us what move to make. And most of the time it's something serious that would involve your soul, if you want to put it like that. Now, important things I mentioned is sort of like pandemic. A deadly virus breakout, supposedly. Just telling you like they put it. A deadly virus breakout, you're not in control. Period. That means how they're gonna overcome this virus or whatever involving this virus, you're not gonna have a say in it. That means your soul is controlled by somebody or something else. Do you understand what I mean? When you can't take full control of any situation that control your life or supposed to be involve your life, and you can't take any kind of actions because of the system around you, you don't own your soul. Now, when you're supposed to be passed, get out of this side of the earth, supposed to be dead, because I look at death like that's the next part of the journey. If you actually protect your soul in a way where your soul can live free, because that's what you is. You're just in a vessel. The soul is in the vessel. The soul is you. Actual you is who you are. Nobody can look and say, hey, I can see your soul. No, they can't see your soul. Your soul is within you. It's you, really, the real you. That can't be disguised. That can't. It's just you. You can't put nothing on it to change it and twist it up. It's just what you are. Now, like I mentioned, you living in here, being manipulated, never get to use your free will, which is your soul, then it's not yours. Part of these things that I always tell you about, you disabling things by not using it, as far as your brain goes. Your brain have a lot of functioning, and they give you these things for you to replace that. Once you replace the supposed function in your brain with a machine or a device or whatever, that part of the brain will never come back active. So listen, you get the soul for your free will. That's your inner self. That's you. I always hear people say, oh, my mind was telling me. That's your soul. Your mind, what is your mind? Yes, it's a soul. That's his soul. For all people who don't understand what's his soul, giving you little hints where you can understand what's the soul. So you say, oh, my mind was telling me to do this. That's your soul. That's your soul there reflecting and, you know, communicating with your body. Trying to let you know some things, but sometimes you blank it out. You basically black it out. You don't take no advice from your soul sometimes, because it's the vibe, it's the surrounding that you're in. You don't need that. Somebody already got you. Somebody already soothing your soul with something. So you don't want to do it yourself. And that's the whole purpose of the soul. So the soul gonna become disabled. You don't own it. Somebody else find use for your soul, which is the people who control you. I don't know what kind of deal the devil make, or what kind of deal, you know, with these peoples that control you. What kind of deal they make with the devil. And because you have to look at it like that, people. At the end of the day, it gonna come down to these goods and bad. You understand that? The creator and the devil. So yes, we don't know what these people that run in your life, what kind of commitment they made to the devil. And that's real. Now the devil, basically, if you understand what's going on, the devil harvesting your soul here on earth using these people that they use to control you. So yes, people, I don't know. I remember I mentioned this about the soul and the soldiers, for say. Meaning that your soul, for say, is basically what they need, the devil need, to go up against the creator. I don't know. Maybe they make a deal that if they have enough soul, they can conquer the creator and what the creator put in place, and they can permanently destroy that. And then now it's just the devil work on earth, where you can't decide nothing for yourself. You have no soul. So what I'm thinking is the soul is what they're gonna use against the creator, your soul. So imagine the creator create you with a soul, you let it get conquered by the devil, and now the devil supposedly have that soul to stand up on the creator with it. That's another power he got under his belt. You understand what I'm saying? So yes, the human being souls, the amount of souls that the devil gather up and capture. I remember doing videos and break it down with these evilous pastors that do these rituals and these devil shit that they're doing in the church. And when they mention how much people they they baptize, how much people they capture under their system, they said souls. He said we get these souls, we capture these souls. That's how they refer to the people that they take over, that they baptize in this world here, in this devil earth, using that supposedly water that they're dipping you in until you're born again. Now, how can you born again in a devil earth? Ooh, you remember, you created as a natural being here on earth, created by the creator. Naturality bring you here, the creator. And they switch you up and everything. And now, you're supposed to be giving your soul to them by not using your free will. And I mentioned this when I tell you that the people that don't own their soul, they don't make decisions really. On a large scale, they can't make decisions. Their soul was sold out to the devil people. Like I mentioned, they're gonna harvest you in here. They're gonna be the one to take you out. You're gonna die by the hands of the devil people. In earth, when you die by their hands. And if you can go back and check, nobody in this world die from old age. Nobody. I don't care what you say. You let the people whole and sick, but they don't die from old age at the end of the day. Everybody that was dead, they have something that they died from. Oh, you call it natural causes because of what? All his organs expire? His heart expire? Their heart expires? So now, natural causes? No. So listen to me, people. Once they bred you in here, fed you, and then kill you, destroy you here, your soul belongs to them. That's why I tell you the only people that can be saved from all of this is the people with wisdom, understanding, and knowledge, and can use that, get discernment and understand what's going on. Otherwise, your soul gonna be on the devil's side as soldiers going against the creator. It sounds funny, but trust me, that's what it is. So the concept of them harvesting soul is get as much soul as you can possibly get in a period of time. You better understand, between 2,000 years plus, that's the time they got to work with. To harbor these souls, capture them, reset again, come back again, harbor more soul. And I try to tell you, it could be more than one of these habitats, earth-like, where they put us. No lie. Could be more places that we don't know about and them people don't know about us. Separated in a different area, doing similar things, helping the devil supposedly be conquering all, helping the devil to power up on the creator. No lie. Like I said, the creator create you as something that important to his creation. And that's why the devil feel like if we could manipulate that, the whole creation, we can change the whole purpose. We can switch the people up, set up brainwash, medias, mass media, social media, all of these things. And then we can own their soul. Everything that they participate in, everything they put their time in, every damn thing we created for them, they have your soul. Don't tell me you own your soul in this earth. Sometime I might put out a video and we talk about the soul. You go have somebody that real smart, no lie, gonna come and say, you know, Mag, for real, we don't own the soul. They're not lying. That's truth. We don't own the soul, people. You don't own your own soul. Because I mentioned in the first part of this topic here that if something important come in that involve you saving your soul, you're not gonna be in charge. So what that tell you, people? That means the devil is harvesting souls here. So the amount of soul that they harvest matters to them. So they try to make as much people as possible on the earth and then destroy them. You understand? They're the one who pull you out your mama. They birth you. soon as you're born, they start working on you. They own your soul. Now, the next part of it that you need to get an understanding is how you live here. How you leave this earth matters where you're going to end up. It do determine where you're going to end up as far as how you get out. So they create these ways, supposedly rituals, that they put in place to make sure your soul will never be in the right place. They come in with the ceremony, funeral, put your ass in a board box. All of these things that they put in place is just to make sure your soul never get to the correct place to be peaceful. And when I say don't get to the correct place, it's meaning that your soul never gonna leave earth. The earth is hell. The same place here that you see them harvesting soul is actually hell. Believe it or not, this is where it's all gonna go down. The destruction and everything. The worst thing known to mankind happening right here. The earth is hell. So they harvest in your soul right here in hell, and then you're gonna stay here in hell. All because you give up your soul to these people. Now, first of all, the first thing you need to understand how to recapture your soul or to keep your soul is use your own discernment. Meaning, you decide. You decide every damn thing inside of your life. Once it involves you, you got to be at full control. Okay. We talk about the fact that you can easily lose your soul by taking these things that they give you in the earth to replace the Creator. So you won't understand real life by the distraction that they give you. And say, yes, this is life. This is life. Money, money, money. Riches. Oh, yeah. Lottery. American dream. All of these things that they put to blind your eyes is basically to make you accept this devil thing that they got going on, to sell your soul to them. Yes, you want gold and silver, that's all earthly values. They never dig silver and gold from the ground. They just tell you that. Now that you buy all of these earthly things and believe what they tell you your existence is all about, why you're here is to hunt money and try to get this picket fence and big house and all these things. Your soul is now belongs to them. They find something to convince you that yes, this is better than your damn soul. And you agree with them and hand it over. So with all the things that's been going on in this world, people just losing their soul. They find a way to take it away from you without you knowing. Ask these people right now if they have free will. They say yes. Ask them if they have a soul. They said yes. You in control of the soul? They're going to tell you yes. They have no idea what is soul. They don't get it. So yes, people, it's a supposedly hurdle that you have to go over. But listen, in order for you to take back control of your soul here in the earth with the harvesting soul, you have to start using your free will. Now listen to me, this is all, I take control. Now when they bring up the virus, we never accept the virus. The mag be the truth and the family here, the family truth. We never accept the damn pandemic. We never accept the virus. So therefore, you don't own our soul. Why? We refuse to wear the mask. Listen to me people, this is hard for a lot of people to do, but yes, I did it. Now, when people coughing, sneezing, and doing all these things, I never ever scared of them. I never ever scorn people because they do what the natural, the body do. You don't even have to say you're sorry if you cough. Why? You don't have to say shit if you sneeze. Human body reacting. But like I tell you, all of these things that they basically tell you, yeah, you know, can't be around these people, and you have to stay 6 feet apart and It takes a lot not to listen. It takes a lot not to follow, man. I already know that. But yes, people, it's just good that you have somebody that can stand up and say, yeah, let's go this route, and you stand up. But yes, you have to know, if they don't control you with these things, you own your soul. That's how you know if you have your soul for real, people, where they can bring up something, the government them standing over you with a whip or a damn, you know, gun over your head or whatever, the worst case scenario, and you dead never budge. So when you tell yourself, listen, they say a deadly virus out there, I'm not covering my nose, let the deadly virus kill me.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Some people would say you're a madman, but guess what? You got your soul and you're using it. The soul is your subconscious. You got no subconscious if they tell you to hide in a hole. Do you get what I'm saying now? If they tell you to wear a mask to save you from something that you don't understand, you never use your free will. You just go in what they tell you. Therefore, your soul is not in effect. Where it's at? Who using it? Who take it? Where it's at? The officers got it. And all these supposed things that they got on earth, yes, they convince you already that the soul worth nothing. A matter of fact, you prove to them that what they got to offer in this unnatural world, that's what they damned give you for your soul. They exchange it for your soul. Nothing here is natural, people. They take away naturality and they feed you this shit right here that surround you. So guess what? You give up your soul for all of this right here in the earth. Just look around you. You want to know why you give up your soul? Just look around. Look around the earth. Look around you. That's what you sell your soul for. Does it worth it? There are some people that will never admit that these times gonna be end. They love it so much. They don't want it to end. They don't want to hear the fact that the earth gonna end. That all of these that you know it gonna end. They don't want to hear that. They're in denial. But listen to me, people. The reason why they tell you, you can't in touch with the Creator and love this world. If you love the world, you're wrong. Why did they tell you that? Yeah, you swap your soul for the earth. You can't love this earth and actually in tune with your soul, because that's what they use to exchange, people. That's what they exchange your soul for. Look around and you see, and that's it. That's what you give up your soul for, people. What happened? You say, we get sunshine today and flood tomorrow. Oh, we get 0 degree today and we're in a heat wave tomorrow. What is it, man? Tell me, what is it that you sell your soul for in this earth? What is it, people? And then tell me if it worth it. You don't want to get to the next side where none of these things that you got here don't matter. You don't want to get to that spot, right? You want to stay in here where they judge you off how much you have, how much money that you make, for people to listen to you, for people to even take you serious. Got to have that devil work print out on you. Got to have the devil work in your hands. You got to be spending the devil work. That's why I tell you, it's the devil hurt, people. All the things that you accept in here, you accept in the devil. Once you do that, you have no soul. So if they gather up all these souls for these years that they've been here, they're not here that long. I already told you, the years that we on earth is just 6,000 years plus. 6,000 with the 23, 24 now. That's it. So that means the human being's been going through manipulation since 6,000 years plus. So that means is the amount of souls that they capture during that time matters to them. Yes, you're born, you die, born, you die, you're born, you die. And they just keep going around, the cycle keep going. So that means it's harvesting of the human being's soul. Anybody passed through here, for the most part, their soul belongs to the devil, period. And I mentioned, that's what they want for the battle. They feel like when it comes down to their judgment and the end of their times and what they got going on, they can go on some more with your soul. And really and truly, I don't really believe the human being was supposed to be in this great, in supposed to be great, great numbers. No lie. It's a part of them, you know, developing the world to take your soul. Because now a lot of people going to say, Meg, I thought you said they want depopulation, they want the soul at the same time. No, because all of it have to come to an end, people. All of it got to come to an end. Who knows? They know more than you. Their time probably coming down to an end, and they know. So they have to speed up the process of getting your soul and finish off with it. So that's the reason why you see they have more ways to kill people. That's why you see cancer showing up early now. They got more poison in the food, man. I'm not lying. They step up the killing of the masses because they're done now. They're harvesting souls, but they're done now, people. They're on the verge of closing the door on that. Who knows? Maybe they feel like they got enough. And like I say, they can't do it forever. Maybe their time coming soon and they know. There's a reason for everything. So yeah, people. Now that you understand, you love the world, you never get the soul back. You in love with something in here? Really, really love something in here. This is for all the people who deny the end of time's coming. You actually love with the earth. You in love with the earth. Just be honest. I don't care if you're seeking truth or you're not seeking truth. If you love this earth, you're in denial. The end of times, you deny the end of times because you love the earth. Both of them go hand in hand. So now you understand why they create money, jewelry, supposed to be precious metal. They give you something to live for in here. That's your soul, people. Your soul gonna be taken just because you want a home. You want a car. Your soul is gone. That's why they always say, oh, you sell your sofa. That's what it is. It's an exchange. Look what we got for you. Because I always mention, nobody asks for these things that they've been received by these people. They never ask for it. They present things to you. Picture the first computer, people. Picture a computer. Picture a computer. You tell me that the human beings ask for it. No. They say, look, we have this thing. And they show you on TV. And they say, you know, in soon we could go here and we could do this. And they're introducing something to entice your soul. Yeah, you want this? All we asking for is your soul, B. Everything they newly introduced to you and you feel like it's gonna be for your purpose, new thing come in to take your soul. You're in love with it so much, you want it so much. Yes, that's your soul. So yes, people, all the things that's been going on and taking care of the masses here on earth supposedly, it's just to destroy you, to have your soul. So therefore, when they say run here because something is happening there, you're gonna run and fall into a hole. It's that simple to explain. Then people say, hey, You need to sit down. Sit down. We got all these chairs lined up. Sit down. The chair might just break down and you fall on your ass. That's the reason why they tell you to sit down. Do you get it? Any direction they're leading you, you best believe is for your destruction. So that's how you get this concept of them harvesting soul on earth. It's simple. You follow what their guidelines is, you follow what their track record that they got for you, and then they have your soul. They set this earth up with everything in it to take your soul. Now, go into a Walmart. Walk into a Walmart and you say, you know what? I need to buy me, say for instance, you say, okay, I'm going to buy me some water. You walk into Walmart and the way they set up Walmart, because it's a brain work, the way they set up Walmart, you're coming out with a trolley full of shit. Me and some people was in a line one time at the Walmart, and the people was in front of me, and she was like, actually, when she did scanning the shit, she was like, actually, I came here to buy one item. I'm like, what do you think? That's how they set it up, B. I was standing right behind her while she was talking to the cashier, like, I only come here to buy one item. And she like, most of the people say that. And I'm like, look at them, they don't understand nothing. The Walmart was set up like that. I already know that from day one. He set it up that you come in for one item. The way the store set up, you're going to have you roaming around the store, and most people going to see things that they want. Remember, Walmart sell everything. So it's sort of like that with them taking your soul. Yes, you're in love with this and you're in love with that. One thing leads you to the next, and they have you. Before you know it, you take a whole shopping bag full of shit for your soul. You understand what I'm saying? You don't get it, man. Something gonna catch your eyes. Something gonna catch your eyes that these people put out there to capture your soul. That's why there are so many different categories, so many different shit, so many different versions of stuff. They're gonna get you one way or the other. Now, we look at this mass vaccination, and we connect it to the masses' soul. How? That's something else that they use and say, look at this. You want to give us a soul for that? And you say, I don't want to die. I don't want to be sick. I don't want the COVID to hit me. So there you go. Take my soul. Not like I'm using it. You tell me what to do anyway. It's that simple. You can try to look at it some other ways, but that's how I see it. They come and they say, hey, everybody need to get juke. And you said yes, but you don't understand that's your soul you're giving up. You're giving up more control of your damn body, giving more control to the peoples. That means your soul is gone. Remember, they already control you with everything in here. That's how I tell you, they have your soul with it. There's so many dots can connect to these things, people, if you pay attention. So we mentioned gasoline, electric, all of these things that they give you, they use it to control you because it's your soul, people. Remember, the soul is all about control. It's all about taking you over. That's how they take your soul over. So these things that they introduce that supposedly help you out in life is part of taking your soul. You want more in this world? Give up more. Give up your damn soul. Give up your freedom and everything that the earth offer to these people. All because you're scared of something or you want to live better. And you know, we talk about the vaccine and a lot of people said, you know, Mag, you know, that was a, you know, nice little push. They push, but they done. No. So notice what they're saying now, people. I mentioned it too much time, man, since, you know, November coming in and December, and we talk about, they call it the cold and flu season. But Now, in a lot of states, people, guess what they did now? They bring back the mask mandatory in. As a matter of fact, they keep complaining that a lot of people don't want to take the shots. But guess what they're talking about? The boots. So they're saying a lot of the Americans did never get their boots. A lot of them didn't get their flu shot and the RSV shot, and they blame that. They said that's why the damn virus spike up. Those three ones I tell you about, the flu, RSV, and COVID, supposedly gone sky high and everybody sick, they say. And what they blame it on, people? People don't take their boots. Remember, before they could get to boots, or before they can call it boots, it's because they fuck you up already with a lot of shots. That means you take 1, 2, 3 already. 2 is the amount that they call you take a shot. That's 2. Then they have another one they call boots, and another one they call boots again. Another one they call improved boots. So when they mention these people sick because they don't take the damn boots, they already take the shots. The ones that they're only supposed to take to contact, to take away that virus or to stop the virus from getting to them. Am I lying? It was only supposed to be that 2 dose. So now you people get sick, you're going to tell them, oh, it's because you didn't take the 3rd and the 4th one. Come on, man. Come on, people. So yes, the first 2 shot was supposed to stop you from having the virus, but it didn't. So now your problem is, the breakout is, you need to take more boots. And the mass is doing it, people. What is going on, man? So yes, people, that's how you get your soul taken from you in earth. You got your soul taken. You love this world. You like it. So therefore you said, no, there's no way man make rain. Man don't create disaster, Mag. You crazy, man. I love this earth. The rain fall naturally. You get that tsunami naturally. You get that thunderstorm and washing out everybody, that flood, that drought, everything you get naturally, Mag. We love this earth. It's a supposed to be Goldilocks zone, not too hot, not too cold. But you need AC in the winter. You need AC in the summer. You need heat in the winter. Why? So yes, people, you've been tricked. You've been tricked. Your eyes been blocked. You've been deceived about what this earth actually have to offer. So yes, they tell you good things about the earth. Oh, we can grow all these fruits and vegetables, but hold on. You have to poison it first for it to work. Oh, it's too much people to feed, so you need more chemical to grow these food faster to kill us. No, we're not worried about you growing the food fast. So don't poison it to feed us. You get what I'm saying here? So yes, they poison the food to feed you it quicker. Because you have night on this side of the earth, the crop take twice as much long time to grow. Because your soil ain't no good, the soil is not good in Babylon, you have to poison it, put some chemical that's going to poison my body. The chemical that's supposed to stay away from human being, you use that to grow the fruits and vegetables. So they trick you, people. They show you an illusion to make you feel like, hey, look at these wonderful things we have in the earth. We have nothing. But what they give us, like I mentioned, you in a cage, the only thing you can eat is what they feed you. Oh, they give you this and they give you that, and you can twist your hand and make some fashion where you can make something out of it. It's the same recipe, the same damn, you know, ingredients you're using in the damn pot that they offer you. You have nothing else in the cage. So it don't matter, people. You can switch up the ingredients, make something else, but it's the same damn thing they feed you, you got to use in here. So you can't escape it that they own you on earth. The illusion that they show you is not real. The fact that they're finding all these things here and all of these good things, natural things, nothing going on natural here. Everything was made up, fabricated for your likings. That's it. So guess what, people? I hate to be the one to break it to you. We're not supposed to use none of these things that they give us. We're not supposed to be in the cars, in the supposed to be a nice house. All of these things that they're selling you is devil shit to take your soul. That's all it is, people. And the things that they give you, is not from here. So that to show you, they're not really giving you naturality to buy you over. You can't do none of these things that they used to take you over. You can't create it. You can't create those social medias. You can't create these devices. You can't create these cars. You can't create none of these things that they used to run you in here. And even if it's something that you can basically do with the accent, no, you can't do it. They have rules and laws to make sure that you don't get the advantage. So that means they own your soul in here. So listen to me, people. You decide. You choose. Everything that you decide to do in this world must come from you. Now you can gather discernment and gather wisdom, understanding, and knowledge, and then you decide what to do with it. Now, the most anticipated part of this supposedly podcast right now, I know you're waiting, you want to know. So how you get around all of this? If the earth is backed around, set up for you to lose your soul, how can you end up living with it? Okay. Now I mentioned that if they bring some things to you and you choose one of them, your free will never come into play. So listen to me, people. I said this all the time. Choices you're gonna make is from things that they're not even show to you. Let me say this again in a proper form. Like, the things that really matters to you when it comes to choices, you can't pick nothing from what they give you. That's free will. Always gonna mention, you put a Biden, Joe Biden, and a Donald Trump to run together. Are going against each other. Now they show the people, and I say you have to pick one of them. Even if you do, that's not your free will. We talk about the concept of the abortion, that the government put these things, this vacuum, to suck out the baby out of you. They give you some pills. If you choose one, you're not using your free will, because they put the choices there for you to choose from. So when did your free will come in? Oh, the free will tell you which one to choose. Where those things coming from that you're choosing from? Okay. So hear me. The choices you're going to make is from things that they didn't show to you. I always tell you that. You're going to end up you making a choice, picking something that they never present to you. How is that? Why you think a lot of people hate the bitter truth? I'm saying things that they be like, no, you shouldn't have to be able to say that. You should be forbidden to say that. Why? How could you say these things if you're free? How you want free will? How you have free will? Why you can't say things? You have to stay in a guideline and a port. That's why I can't get along with YouTube. That's why they don't like me. I don't acknowledge your guidelines. Do you get it? That means I'm not working with them. No guidelines can make you use your free will, because the guidelines tell you what you can do there, how far you can go. Your free will can't come into play. Okay, so listen to me, people. We talk about, you know, somebody might come and say, listen, this is the way to get to here, and this is the way to get to here. You have to figure it out yourself from what they did never even show it to you, but you know what it is to choose that. That's when your free will come into play. Okay? So listen to me, people. You can't let them take you out with no tradition way of where they take out people. Where they bury you, you can't let them bury you in that traditional form. You can't live these traditional ways and expect to get out of here with your soul. You have to completely shun what they're selling you, go a different direction. Do you understand that? and the direction that that you're going is not the one that they present to you. Simple. That's where you make your own choices. Your own choices is gonna come from what you gather and not what they show you. Simple as that. So yes, people, you going against what they got going on, totally against it, not just in your mind, but physically and everything. You have to refuse the teaching, refuse what they bring. Don't follow no procedure, and you might end up leaving here with your soul. The procedure that you follow, like what they tell you is right, you take that as right. That's what I call procedure. They say jump, you jump. They say you need to move over here because of this, and you move. You don't use your free will. So yes, people, exercise that free will, and then you start taking control of your own soul. You won't be harvesting here as far as that, as far as them just use you up for your soul, and then later on the vessel die, and you die and end up right here with your soul torment in this part of the earth. You will never get back to the right place if you follow what they have on the table. So that's why everything they put out get kicked with a boot from the mag bit of truth. Yes, another bit of truth Tuesday, man. Appreciate everybody for taking it in. Much respect to all my family and friends, man, that are out there supporting the mag bit of truth. Yeah, shout out to Miss Flowers Bless. Yeah, I see your brand new subscriber, the mad bit of truth. Patreon, VIP style. Yeah. And also, you know, my boy Eddie Jones, man, I see you coming in, long time supporter of the Mad Truth. Glad you come in VIP style on the Patreon. Yes, much respect to everybody. I'm gone.